escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift. You got Mike here, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. And guys, I meant to bring this up yesterday. Did you see the woman beat the freeze on
yes.
Sunday? Hit the Braves game?
Smoked him.
Is it the same freeze it's always
no.
been? It can't
no.
be this. Like, no. That guy was so much faster than the current freeze.
I think they might be on their third freeze, but I know that the OG freeze is either aged out or just went on to better things.
I mean, yeah, they might need to look at making her the freeze.
Seriously.
Like, I was like, dude, that wasn't even close.
Well, and she's a police officer in Cobb County.
Yeah.
And apparently used to run track in high school. And she was pretending to run slow at first.
Yeah.
And then smoked him.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I think I could beat this freeze.
All right, stop.
All right,
no.
Let's sign him up.
No.
I think I could do it.
We can make this happen.
The last person that said that they could run, we had a guy here one time watching the combine, and he was like, I could run a 4.440, and he was a guy who, like, his exercise was lighting a cigarette and playing basketball. And he ran like a 4.9, and then someone tore their hamstring.
That's still impressive.
I remember that.
And It was. Dylan. The freeze is.
I'm not saying I can run a 4.49. I'm just saying I'm getting such a big head start. And again, the key is these dudes. I mean, the officer lady. She did it right. She started
the
off.
Officer lady.
I forget
so
her name.
So proper there, Dylan. That officer
woman.
Lady.
Our police woman friend. She did it right. She started off slow so she could have a strong finish. And I would do the same thing. I would stride it out. Make sure I don't use up all my energy at first, and then once, you know, I hear, unleash the freeze, and, you know, wait a few seconds, and I'm turning on the jets. When I get on that last straightaway, I'm turning on the boosters.
I kind of respect your confidence in this. Because
I could do it. I promise you I could do it.
What did you run in high school?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, I do know. Well, in eighth grade, I don't know high school. In eighth grade, I ran like a, I think I ran like a 5 flat.
Yeah, that's not bad for eighth. Eighth.
What do you think you'd run a 40 in right now? Because it's not, it's longer than 40. It's like what? It's like a, what is that?
I mean, it's the outfield length.
Yeah, that's what's longer than a 40.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we have connections to get him in, don't we?
Please. I would love to race.
I would say it's probably 120 yards.
I don't know. I could do it. I don't know. We might be banned from Truist.
120, 140 yards, something in that realm.
This actually brings me to a quick, very quick story. Did I ever tell y'all that I used to work for the Braves. I worked in event operations. And sometimes they would have people, you know, the people who are the tools in the tool race, they would have, you know, a shortage on tool race people. I was actually in the tool race
no
twice.
Way.
I swear
no.
I was. I was the bucket.
How have I known you this long and you've never told me you were a tool?
It's never. Not like that, but it's never come up. And I literally just remembered it. I was, and I still have the video. I'll show you all the video. You know, actually, I'll tweet the video.
Which one were you, dude?
I was Fill the Bucket?
I was Fill the Bucket once, and I actually won. I actually won when I was the bucket, and I nearly won when I was Hammer and Hank. I was the hammer, too, one time.
Wow.
The freeze runs, I think he runs like 100. I think the actual distance is 160 meters.
Yeah. How much does a contestant run, though?
But, well, the contestant runs the exact same distance.
They just get a head start.
You just get a head start.
Oh, okay.
The original freeze, or it says here the freeze is Nigel Talton. I thought that the original has gone now. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's
ran a 10.4 in the 100 and a 21.6 in the 200. So you'd have to post basically right around. You'd have to run that 160 meters in about 16 to 17 seconds, Dylan, to win.
Wasn't there a point, though? Maybe I'm wrong on this. I thought there was a point where the person running just got a 30-yard head start, and like they just both start at the same time.
No. They say you go, and then you get to a –
Gotcha. I'd be so gassed.
I think it's timed out.
I'd be
out,
so
Mike.
Gassed at 160 yards.
Yeah, they release him at a certain point. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly when that is.
Release the freeze.
We have to figure that out. But, Dylan, find those videos so that we can tweet them out from the Morning Shift account at 929MorningShift. I want to see who has filled the bucket, even though –
Fill the Bucket one was good, too, because I kind of like started off from behind and then made a nice little comeback one.
Man. Man, I love it. I feel like I need your autograph.
Wow.
All right, so tonight, Fill the Bucket will be there along with the Braves as they welcome the Angels to Truist tonight. On the mound, we do have Didier Fuentes. We were kind of discussing last week, was he going to get another start? He is. Right now, he stands at 0-2. Tonight's going to be the first time he gets to pitch from home, though. For the Angels, it's Tyler Anderson. He is 2-5. Right now, Braves stand at 38-45, and you kind of think, like, oh, it's the Angels. This is okay. Well, they're at 41-42. Yeah. So they're not so bad. And do you guys know, is Michael Harris back in the lineup tonight?
I would have to assume so. And I said this on Saturday when Bo and I were down at Echo Park Speedway. He got the day off Saturday. I was like, look, give him the off games over the weekend against two different left-handed pitchers. Give him an off day Monday and insert him back in the lineup on Tuesday. I would have to assume that that's a thing. I don't know. I don't know that to be a fact, but I would have to assume that's going to be a thing. And because,
well,
like, we're just at this make or break point that you feel like we're at the point of no return with this team.
I don't know, because Tyler Anderson's a lefty. So they might sit him. Like, this is the third straight lefty they face. So I don't know, Mike.
If they don't start him tonight, he's officially benched, though. Right? Or he's officially platooned, at least, if they don't start him tonight. You start getting to four straight days of not playing, now all of a sudden it starts becoming an issue of, like, okay, is he going to be rusty when he starts hitting again? Like, that's my opinion.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. He's going to be what?
Rusty.
Oh, well, I don't know if him rusty would be worse than what he was before he went to the bench.
He could be both. He could be bad and rusty, which is not going to be a good combination.
You know what would be good? Him being patient at the plate and taking some pitches, and that's one of the things that's really hurt him, is he's fallen out of taking pitches. Mark Bowman had an article about it yesterday, I think it was, and one of the things that, you know, he touched on is, like, just got to start, like, taking more pitches in the zone, because the pitches he takes in the zone right now are so – he's not – his numbers –
He's actually got – I want to say it's a .299 average on balls in the zone.
Yeah, but they're not throwing any in there. Because,
I know. That's why. I'm agreeing with you.
And there was a number, and I can't remember what it was, but it was like his chase rate, right? Is so much higher of balls out of the zone than it's ever been, and it stinks because I was on Twitter last night talking Braves with some people because of a topic put out by Turtle about should Braves be sellers, and I was like, what are they selling? There's nothing to sell. You're a team that has a core on team friendly deals, and you're not going to blow this team up because you don't want to go into rebuild mode. So, and people are like, what are good our team friendly deals? They don't produce. And I'm like, well, really, it's just Harris and Murphy that haven't produced more than like this year. Albies hasn't produced this year, but it's not like all these guys aren't producing. It's all the other places where they haven't spent, and now they have holes, like left field and we don't know what Profar is, or with Dansby, right? That's where the issues have come from. And now Albie's not producing is doubling down on that.
Yeah. It's frustrating to watch, man. There's no doubt about it. Hopefully, at least, like you've said, 5 out of 6. If you can't win both these series, it's we're in dire straits.
Guys, I don't mean to take us back to what we started with, but Dylan just sent us the video of him. Check the group chat, and I will make sure that we get this posted on the
one that's at nighttime is when I was Fill the Bucket. The one during the day is when I was Hammer and Hank. There's two separate videos. The daytime one, I was Hammer and Hank. The nighttime one, I was Fill the Bucket.
Okay. Oh,
I'm looking at the stride, and I don't think you're beating the freeze, bro.
I'm beating the freeze.
No, I'm look at the I'm in a bucket costume.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, I'm going to work on getting that out on Twitter, but right now we got to get in the huddle. All right.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So yesterday, Steelers and Dolphins made headlines. They pulled off a massive trade that involved 3 different players and 2 draft picks. Steelers are sending Minka Fitzpatrick to Miami, along with a 2027 fifth-round pick in exchange for Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey, and a 2027 seventh-round pick.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about this one. And I kind of, look, I threw it out there earlier. Do you believe that one All-Pro is worth 2 possible Pro Bowlers? And that's exactly what I think the scenario we're looking at. Minka Fitzpatrick has been to 3 straight Pro Bowls, I think 5 overall. He's also been an All-Pro 3 different times in his career, dating back just a couple of years. So he is an elite player, and you get back 2 good players. I don't know what the future even holds for Jalen Ramsey. We know there's a lot of upside. There's going to be some position flexibility, I think, and what they're going to ask him to do, maybe be a box defender, play a little bit of safety, kind of be just that, I don't know, star position that some defenses use. And then you also get a very good tight end that Arthur Smith obviously knows how to use.
Arthur Smith's going to do what he does. That's go find guys that he has at every stop in his career and make sure that they are available to come to his new home. Jonnu Smith is now his 3rd appearance with him. Cordero Patterson's been there a couple of times. There's a couple other players that have gone up there and played and that have been his guys. I think we forget that Jalen Ramsey is at one point an All-Pro too, and I don't really think that he is not – I think he has fallen off, but he's not fallen off to me where he's not – you said he's still a Pro Bowl caliber player, whatever that means these days. I like the move for the Steelers, really, more than I do the Dolphins.
I like it for both sides. You were already looking to get rid of Jalen Ramsey.
I don't understand what the deal is down there. I know Jalen Ramsey's a guy that basically everywhere he goes, he wears out his welcome. That's his personality.
Yeah.
He's not an easy person to get along with from the way it seems. But that said, you know, he's still a productive player.
Yeah. I just think the sheer locker room mechanics of it, you get back a guy who's obviously a leader and a multi-time All-Pro and a guy you feel like can lead that secondary for years to come. With a guy, you know, for a guy like Jalen Ramsey, you were already looking to get rid of that obviously had worn out his welcome. You throw in a Jonnu Smith who I don't know what the long-term viability is there, and now they're obviously back on the market trying to find a tight end. You can I don't know that you'll get the production you did out of Jonnu Smith, but look, I think the opportunity is there to be able to insert a guy. Tight end's just one of those positions.
Hey, we took a tiny break from the Hawks news that you were seeing yesterday. Ansi Saleh has barely unpacked, and he is making moves. We've got Luke. We've got Nikhil. What do they mean for the Hawks' future? That is next. We also want to take your calls. 404-726-0929. How are you feeling about the Hawks' future? What's your confidence level now? 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.